يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا اليهود والنصارى أولياء بعضهم أولياء بعض ومن يتولهم منكم فإنه منهم إن الله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين.
Believers, do not take the Jews and the Christians for your allies. They are the allies of each other, and among you he who takes them for allies shall be regarded as one of them. Allah does not guide the wrongdoers.
فترى الذين في قلوبهم مرض يسارعون فيهم يقولون نخشى أن تصيبنا دائرة فعسى الله أن يأتي بالفتح أو أمر من عنده فيصبحوا على ما أسروا في أنفسهم نادمين.
Indeed, you see those afflicted with the disease of hypocrisy race towards them, saying, "We fear lest some misfortune overtakes us." And it may happen that Allah will either bring you a decisive victory or bring about something else from Himself. And then they will feel remorseful at their hypocrisy, which they have kept concealed in their breasts. We fear lest some misfortune overtakes us. The outcome of the conflict in Arabia between Islam and unbelief, kufr, had not crystallized. Although Islam had become a formidable force owing to the daring, courage, and sacrifices of its followers, the forces opposed to it were also tremendously powerful. To an objective observer, it must have seemed that either party had an equal chance of success, and so the hypocrites, apparently an integral part of the Muslim body politic, sought to maintain good relations with the Jews and the Christians as well. They expected refuge and protection from the Jews in case Islam was defeated. Moreover, the Jews and Christians held the greatest economic power in Arabia insofar as the banking system and the greenest and most fertile regions of Arabia were in their possession. For these reasons, the hypocrites were keen to maintain good relations with them. They thought that to regard the conflict between Islam and unbelief as crucially important and to sever their relations with all those currently in conflict with Islam would be too great a risk both politically and economically. Or bring about something else from himself. They were looking for a conclusive victory, or at least something not far short of it, to inspire confidence that the conflict would end in favor of Islam.
وَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَهَؤُلَاءِ الَّذِينَ أَقْسَمُوا بِاللَّهِ جَهْدَ أَيْمَانِهِمْ إِنَّهُمْ لَمَعَكُمْ حَبِطَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ فَأَصْبَحُوا خَاسِرِينَ
While those who believe will exclaim, "Are these the self-same people who solemnly swore by Allah that they were with you? All their acts have gone to waste and now they are the losers. All their acts have gone to waste and now they are the losers." However much they might profess to follow Islam, by performing prayers, by observing fasts, by paying zakah, by taking part in wars in the cause of God, all was reduced to naught because they had not devoted themselves to the service of the one true God. In pursuit of their worldly ambitions, they had split their souls into two, distributing half to God and half to those in rebellion against Him.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا من يرتد منكم عن دينه فسوف يأتي الله بقوم يحبهم ويحبونه أذلة على المؤمنين أذلة على المؤمنين أعزة على الكافرين يجاهدون في سبيل الله يجاهدون في سبيل الله ولا يخافون لومة لائم ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء والله واسع عليم.
Believers, if any of you should ever turn away from your faith, remember that Allah will raise up a people whom He loves and who love Him, a people humble towards the believers and firm towards the unbelievers, who will strive hard in the way of Allah and will not fear the reproach of the reproacher. This is the favor of Allah which He grants to whom He wills. Allah is vast in resources, all-knowing. A people humble towards the believers and firm towards the unbelievers. To be humble towards believers signifies that a person should never use his strength against the believers. His native intelligence, shrewdness, ability, influence, wealth, physical prowess should not be used for the purpose of either suppressing, persecuting, or causing harm to the Muslims. Among themselves, the Muslims should always find him gentle, merciful, sympathetic, and mild-tempered. To be firm towards unbelievers, on the contrary, means that by virtue of the intensity of his faith, the sincerity of his conviction, his strict adherence to his principles, his strength of character and his insight and perspicacity born of faith, a man should be firm as a rock in his dealings with the opponents of Islam, so that they find it impossible to dislodge him. There should be no doubt in their minds that the believer would rather lay down his life than compromise his position by yielding to external pressures. Who will strive hard in the way of Allah and will not fear the reproach of the reproacher. In following the religion of God, in implementing His injunctions, in judging things to be either right or wrong according to the criteria of the faith, the believer will be afraid of nothing. He will be impervious to opposition, reproach, denunciation, name-calling, and scorn. Even when public opinion happens to be hostile and his efforts to follow Islam single him out for the scorn of the whole world, the man of faith will still follow the way which he recognizes in his heart to be true.
إنما وليكم الله ورسوله والذين آمنوا الذين يقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة وهم راكعون.
Only Allah, His Messenger, and those who believe and who establish prayer, pay zakah, and bow down before Allah are your allies.
وَمَن يَتَوَلَّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَإِنَّ حِزْبَ اللَّهِ هُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ.
All those who take Allah and His Messenger and those who believe as their allies should remember that the party of Allah will be triumphant.